97.
Self-professed reformed comedian John Flismer says as a recovering addict, he knows the journey to sobriety is not always a straight road. For the month of October, Hot 1027 News is focusing on mental health and more importantly, the help that's available to those who reach out. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I grew up as a fantasist.
As a child, John Flismus created his own version of the world.
I took shortcuts from a young age to get approval. I chose escape. So essentially grew up as a coward because I didn't face my stuff. I was an escape artist supreme.
And the situation got worse.
Then there was some horrible abuse, sexual abuse, which if you take someone who's already headed down a strange route and you put them in a safe room, because that's what children do at a young age. We build safe rooms, and it's a perfectly valid strategy. I'm not going to judge my 11-year-old self for what I did. The problem with a safe room for a social creature is that we get cut off. And what happens over time is that safe room becomes a prison. The strangeness is that the key's on the inside.
Looking back, John can see how his trauma compounded on others. And that's where the attempt to self-medicate started.
Alcohol and drugs were a way for me to try and medicate that by another escape. Social anxiety, inadequacy, the shame of what happened to me, but also the shame of not connecting, the shame of lying, when I used to tell a lot of lies to impress people. And then somehow that all morphed into a job. I show off for a living.
When his addiction got in the way of his performance, John started the journey towards sobriety.
I gave up drinking and drugs the first time because I couldn't do shows. I was debilitated. So my ability to show off ended.
He says going cold turkey without a program made him self-righteous and set him up for failure until 3 years ago.
Until the age of 48, where someone that I treated really badly said to me, "Why don't you go and get help?" And I did. And this time round, what I started to understand was there is a very good program to help people. There are good people in that program. And then I realized that comedy was part of the problem, so I stopped it.
Now, at the age of 51, John is able to focus on what matters.
I'm trying to establish a better relationship with myself, and I've realized that a small, well-connected life is so much better. It's so rich compared to a life that is never enough.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
1027.